Zec falls 31% on Orchard exploit fears. As Arthur Hayes exits Zcash's Zeek, fell 31.1% on June 5, 2026, according to a market alert from CoinGecko, as traders reacted to concerns about an exploit affecting the network's Orchard shielded pool. The sell-off landed alongside news that Arthur Hayes, the BitMEX co-founder and a vocal privacy coin holder, had sold his entire ZC position. The drop ties directly to a vulnerability disclosed earlier this week in Zcash's Orchard cryptography, the same flaw that, if abused, could have let an attacker mint counterfeit ZCer without detection. That earlier story read as a near miss, a bug caught and patched before anyone drained value. The 31% move suggests the market is no longer treating it as a clean save. A capitulation from a privacy coin believer, Hayes confirmed the exit in a post relayed by Cointelegraph, framing it as a question of trust rather than price. His argument was that a privacy network only matters if its privacy is provable, and that the Orchard episode raised enough doubt for him to step aside. He added that he is open to rebuying lower. So this reads as a risk-off rotation rather than a permanent verdict on the asset. That nuance matters. Hayes is not calling Zcash dead. He is saying he will not hold a privacy coin while there is open uncertainty about whether its core shielded accounting can be trusted. For a coin whose entire value proposition is cryptographic guarantees, that is the sharpest possible critique a holder can make with their wallet. The exploit concern, and what is still unconfirmed, the important caveat, as of this writing, the Orchard pool exploit is described in the market commentary as a concern, not a confirmed on-chain theft. The disclosed bug was a counterfeiting vulnerability in the Orchard proof system. Whether anyone actually exploited it, and whether shielded balances were affected, has not been independently established in the sources driving the price move. This is the hard part of trading privacy assets. Orchard's shielded pool is designed so that balances and transfers are not publicly visible. The same property that protects users also means the network cannot easily prove in real time that no counterfeit ZC exists inside the pool. A counterfeiting bug is uniquely corrosive here, because the usual reassurance, "Look at the chain, nothing moved," does not apply to fully shielded value. Absence of visible theft is not the same as proof of integrity, and the 31% repricing is the market acknowledging that gap. A brutal day to be down, 31%. The crash hit during one of the weakest tape backdrops of the year. The broader market was already in capitulation. Bitcoin sat near $62,300, down about 2.2% on the day and roughly 15% on the week, with Ether around $1,623 and Solana near $67, both off more than 14% over 7 days. Per CoinMarketCap data as of June 5th, the Fear and Greed Index read 17, deep in extreme fear. A single asset move of this size on a day when liquidity is thin and sentiment is broken tends to overshoot. Forced sellers, thin order books, and a high-profile exit can stack on top of the actual news. None of that tells you whether the underlying concern is fatal or overblown. It does tell you that ZEC holders had little cushion when the headline hit. The takeaway for anyone holding privacy assets. For readers who spend from a self-custodied wallet or hold concentrated positions in a single protocol, the Zcash episode is a reminder that protocol risk does not respect custody. Holding your own keys protects you from an exchange failing. It does not protect you from a flaw in the asset's own cryptography. When the thing securing your balance is a proof system, a bug in that proof system is the position risk, no matter where the coins sit. The next data point to watch is technical, not financial. Confirmation from Zcash developers on whether the Orchard vulnerability was ever exploited and whether any shielded ZC was counterfeited. Until that is answered, the 31% drop is the market pricing the uncertainty, and Hayes selling his stack is one large holder declining to wait for the answer.